Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda. Today on Motivate Me, we're talking about gifts of all kinds. Welcome to this Friday's reflection. Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page, because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now. Welcome to Motivate Me on this beautiful Christmas day, everybody. Today, we are going to be exploring the idea of gifts. And when I say gifts, I mean that I've broken this topic down into four categories. Number one, giving and receiving actual gifts. Two, your personal gifts and talents. Three, the gifts you can give yourself. And four, how we see these concepts in this week's guests, as well as how you can use this knowledge to change your life. Let's get right into it with number one, giving and receiving actual gifts. Now, I know that today is Christmas, and the concept of gift giving and receiving is especially relevant for today. However, what I would like to discuss will stand true 10 years from now on a hot day in August. I would like to ask you to take an honest look at yourself and your thoughts about giving and receiving gifts. Let's talk about giving first. Within the gift giving process, you will find the three steps that this show was founded on. What are they? Envision, explore, execute. So you start with a person. Let's say it's your mother-in-law, and I would like to add that this is a complete dramatization. Anyway, a picture of your mother-in-law comes to mind. You envision her going about her daily business, and something about her life process spawns an idea of a gift for you to give, one you feel pretty excited about. Maybe she's in the kitchen cooking, and you realize that she needs a new set of pots and pans. Maybe you see her sitting in her favorite chair and you think, oh, an electric blanket would keep her forever chilled body warmer. Maybe you see her out with friends at her monthly dinner outing and you think, oh, a gift certificate for her favorite restaurant. That would be nice. Ah, that feels great, right? So you feel like you know exactly what to get. But for many people, what happens next? You explore all of these great ideas. Where you can get the gift and when, if it fits in your budget and how you'll pay for it. And this all leads you to explore how you believe she will feel about the gift. This is where the doubts begin to set in. You start thinking things like, if I give her pots and pans, is she going to think this is too practical? Will she be insulted? Or will she be scared the electric blanket will catch on fire or that it will cost too much in electricity? Or does she not like the feel of the fabric? Or is she going to think a gift card is too impersonal? Man, oh man, we can really beat ourselves up about the process of giving gifts. This causes hesitation in the execution portion of the process. And when you finally do make that executive decision, these thoughts start running through your mind. I didn't spend enough. I spent too much. It's not the right color. It's not the right size. She's not going to like it. It's not thoughtful enough. It's not wrapped pretty enough, etc., etc. I, of course, don't know what the receiver of the gift is going to think or feel when they get this gift, but I do know this process. These thoughts going through your mind, the stress you put on yourself, and it's just that stress you are putting on yourself. Everything you're thinking and believing is about you. So stop for a moment and consider why you are predicting the reactions you are. Is this how you feel or the thoughts that go through your mind when you receive a gift? Are you filled with judgment for the gift and the giver? Really think about this for a moment. Go back even and listen to this portion of the show again. The judgments you are passing when buying gifts may be the same ones you are making when receiving gifts. Speaking of receiving gifts, something pretty spectacular happened for me this year. Typically, my husband, who you all know I refer to lovingly as Poor John, lavishes me with many gifts. Through the years, we have had some years with less money and some years with more. But while the number of gifts really hasn't varied much, the price of them has. My most memorable gift was the year my husband sewed my favorite ripped designer pocketbook and wrapped it up like a brand new purse and put it under the tree for me to open. So what was so spectacular this year? And how do I know, since I'm recording this episode prior to receiving his gifts this year? This year is different because I'm different. Because even though Poor John has been providing me with amazing Christmases for the last 28 years, something within me has changed this year. You all know by now that I left my job as a high school English teacher last spring, that I started my show at the very end of July this year, and that I made the decision to take the show out on a 50-state tour, leaving May 2nd. In all of this, I have made a few discoveries. A, I reclaimed my old self, the person I was before I had to conform to the boundaries of the education system. B, a new understanding of unconditional love. And C, that love cannot be shown through the gifts under the Christmas tree. When the student is ready, the teacher appears. Life is so much bigger to me than what is under the tree now. And I'm really not sure what took me so long to truly understand this. But I wonder, can you look around with a new perspective like the one I've gained? Has somebody in your life done something for you this year that has shown you a complete, supportive, encouraging, unconditional love that makes everything else just seem smaller? That's what it feels like. Everything else pales in comparison. It just seems smaller and less important. This leads me to number two, your personal gifts and talents. Each and every one of us has a special role to play in this world. We are here to contribute. We are here to teach each other. We're here for a purpose. And there are no mistakes. Your gift in life may be to be important to the masses, or to be important to the life of one child, one elderly person. Your talent may be singing or speaking or design or politics, or your talent could be massage or cooking or deep listening. There's a reason the universe has given you this gift, given you this talent. Your job is simply to let it rise to the surface and embody it. Know that it is a gift and be it. Whatever it is, be it. Don't doubt it. Don't talk yourself out of it. Don't sell yourself short. Don't let other things block your vision of it or weigh you down. Don't even look for it too hard. Just be still. Just let it rise to the surface. And when you see it, one day at a time, embrace it and embark on it. Okay, number three, the gifts you can give yourself. In order to be your best personal self, you must give yourself these things. One, non-judgment. Two, gratitude. Three, self-care. Four, risk-taking. If you judge yourself, you will create a negative internal dialogue that becomes the energy you put out into the world. And because the world is a mirror, this will be reflected back to you, which means you will get more of everything you want least. For example, if you tell yourself that you are insignificant, the world will treat you as such. However, if you tell yourself that you have value, the world will treat you as such. Gratitude. It has been proven by scientists coordinated by the Deepak Chopra Center that showing gratitude improves health. And you cannot be sad or down and grateful at the same time. So do this before bed each night. Write a list of the 10 things you are grateful for. I think you'll be very surprised to see how this impacts how you view your life, the way you walk through life, and the energy you put out into the world. Gratitude increases positive energy, and energy attracts like energy. Be grateful and attract positive energy into your life. Self-care. What exactly does self-care mean? Get rest. Give in to some guilty pleasures like reading a gossip magazine or watching a reality television show. Get your nails done. Go for a massage. Watch a movie. Take a nap. Write your novel. Read a book. Have some takeout. Live a little. Be kind to yourself. Pray. Think about nothing. Try new things. Don't judge or be jealous. See yourself in the light of perfection. Love yourself. Lastly, allow yourself to take risks. If you want to grow and evolve, if you want to be successful in this life, you must take a step outside of your comfort zone. What if man didn't have the courage to propose? If Reese's never combined peanut butter and chocolate? If the car was not invented? If Adele didn't have the courage to write her last album? Taking risks is exciting. It challenges us and stretches us. It creates opportunities to fail, which are opportunities to learn. It shuts doors and opens windows. It's living. It's life. Number 4, how we see these concepts in this week's guests, as well as how you can use this knowledge to change your life. On Monday, Carla Jones, a Canadian living in Ireland, came on the show. Carla's passion is cooking creatively. Her focus is staying nutritionally sound despite the chaos that can sometimes be life. Teaching people how to be healthier, creative, delicious ways is Carla's gift. On Tuesday, we met California life coach Key Doby. Key's passion is travel, a gift she gives herself. Key shared with us the many international places she's visited and or lived, as well as some of her amazing life experiences. He shared with us her view that the world is her office. Imagine for a moment his life without the gift of travel. Wednesday, we met media marketing expert Harneet Bala from India. What is unique about Harneet and his approach to marketing is his emotional connection with his clients. His gift is taking that understanding and connecting it with the emotions of the public. Thursday, I shared with you a poem by Luke Easter titled A Strong Woman Versus a Woman of Strength. Literature is an excellent example of how a person's gift impacts the world. This example may more obviously show how a person's gift can impact others or how it can create a legacy. But each of us has gifts we are meant to share, gifts that are intended to change or teach others. I hope today, Christmas Day and every other day, you are able to reflect on and grow from your self-discovery. How do you select gifts? How do you receive them? How do you allow the gifts of others to affect you? And how are you developing the gifts that you've been given? That's it for today, everybody. Merry Christmas. The new year is coming, and I am so excited about it. I hope you are too. Please remember that you motivate me. I'm Lynette Renda.